Dusty road will be tested for water after all, for non-potable use. Months after Seeshelt's mayor raised the idea to revisit Dusty Road's potential as a short-term water source, but was turned down by the Sunshine Coast Regional District Board, the District of Seeshelt announced on April 14 that it will test Dusty Road, and a water license application has been submitted to the Ministry of Forests, Lands, Natural Resource Operations and Rural Development. At a closed meeting on April 12, Council approved $25,000 from the Capital Reserve for a concept design and water quality testing at the site to determine the logistics. While the license application is in progress, the district will also request temporary use authorization from the provincial government. The decision was released in the April 19 Council meeting agenda, and is expected to be confirmed at that meeting. The district's engineering team requested a council decision on whether the well water at the site of the new operations center could be used as a non-potable water, such as the community fill station from the ebb tide well at the Water Resource Center, the press release states. A bulk water filling station, pending the test results, may be made available for the public and district's use. In BC, water licenses can take years to be processed and approved. The District of Seeshelt is optimistic that the provincial government will recognize the water shortage on the Southern Sunshine Coast and expedite the license process and temporary use authorization request, the release said. Mayor John Henderson is quoted as saying, "Recognizing that drought conditions are very likely the new normal, we need to actively investigate all sources of water in our region." The Dusty Road well has a large supply of water which we anticipate is safe for non-potable use, at a minimum. Such can help reduce the demand on our potable water supply, which is vitally important. The non-potable water provided near the Water Resource Center is used to irrigate parks and for the public's use during summer months. Kern Dillon, Director of Engineering and Operations, said, "Water from the well can be used in irrigation around the operation center and parks, for salt brine production and washing machinery and equipment. The community would benefit greatly from a second non-potable fill station on the other side of the inlet."